heartbreak. It is something nearly everyone goes through, but it can feel incredibly isolating when you're in the middle of it. Well, one Dublin woman is hoping to change that. Amy Hallahan is creating a brand new app designed specifically for people going through breakups. It's a safe, private space where you can connect with others who actually get what you're feeling. From no screenshots to no sharing, it's all about keeping things secure while helping people heal. Amy joins us now on Between the Sheets to tell us all about it. Amy, welcome to the show. First of all, where did the idea for this app come from in the first place? Like, was there a specific moment that made you think this absolutely needs to exist?
Yeah, so the honest answer, it came from going through a breakup and realizing just how messy that period is. I found myself constantly searching for answers, scrolling through TikTok, Reddit, different forums, trying to journal, pick up hobbies, just trying to feel better, but in a really scattered way. So what actually helped me the most was having people around me who just got it. And I was really lucky that my best friend was also going through it at the time. This was not her first rodeo, so she really helped me. And having each other to confide in, be vulnerable with, just sped up both of our healing process like immensely. So that then led us to having conversations around, wow, imagine if we didn't have each other, imagine if we didn't have anyone. And then the reality kicked in, which is a lot of people don't. And I guess that's when it clicked. It's like, okay, there should be a place for this.
And Tonic was born then. So talk me through talk me through this app and what people can expect from it if they sign up.
Yeah, of course. So it's really simple. Users sign up, they do a quick check-in, how they're feeling, and then everything kind of builds from there. So Tonic is a UGC or user-generated content app. So like all of our social apps that we know and love. So that means we basically provide the platform, but really, it's the users that build what Tonic looks like. We are a blend of a social and well-being app. So what that means is essentially we've taken all of your favorite social media features. So that can include short form content, picture posting, discussion feeds, while also embedding integrations into your health and fitness apps and some other well-being services. So users will not only be able to share their experiences, but hopefully grow through the features. And we have some really cool things like our digital diary, Tonic Plus, where we partner with creators, experts, brands that really want to speak to our users. So what I would say is for users to expect to be met with real people, real stories. Tonic is not therapy. It's just a space to remind you that you're not alone when you're going through this.
On that, shared space being so important in all of this, I mean, one of the standout features being able to chat with other people going through a heartbreak. How important was the shared experience for you to provide for helping people with their healing process?
Well, I think it changes everything. I think with any major life experience that you can go through, if you find someone who you can relate to, you know how powerful that can be. And I mean, heartbreak can be such a lonely experience. And sometimes even the people closest to you don't fully understand it. So being able to talk to, or even just to see someone who's going through the same thing as you, it can make you feel seen in a way that's kind of hard to describe. Just like you're not the only one feeling this way. But look, we see it every day on social media, like people finding community through shared experiences. So something that I also think is important is heartbreak doesn't only come from romantic relationships. Like you can still experience this feeling with other things in life. So I think, yeah, just having the ability and the option to connect with people who are also going through this very, very normal life experience is just one of the ways that we can help aid this time for people.
I know as well that privacy is a big part of this. You know, you're making sure that things can't be shared or screenshotted and all of it.
Yeah.
How important was that? Because, I mean, it is true. Like, people sometimes sharing their own thoughts with friends. They're afraid, oh God, what if this gets screenshot and sent into another group chat or things like that? That is a genuine fear that people have when they're sharing their own emotions. And for the Tonic app to be a place where you can join, but the only real people that know you're there are the other people that are on the app, could be quite powerful.
Yeah. I mean, like, I myself definitely, and all my friends will tell you, like, struggle to open up massively. So I get it. My background is in technology. So I've always been interested in cybersecurity. I knew that was going to be central when we were building Tonic. But mainly and most importantly, we understand that this is a really tough time for users. And some, if not all, will be sharing vulnerable content at some stage. So we believe that our users should have a sense of calmness when they're on Tonic. And like you said, like, as much as we'd like to think that society is kind and wouldn't exploit people's experiences, we do live in the real world and we know that that is possible. So I guess implementing features like no share, blocking screenshots, blocking recordings is just one of the ways that we feel we can protect our users.
Talk me through the building of the app itself. I know you've said you have a tech background and stuff like that, but this is certainly no small venture. How has that process been? Were there obstacles to overcome along the way, I can imagine?
Oh God, yeah. Absolutely, every day. It's definitely been a journey. It's the hardest thing I've ever done, but at the same time, there's no way I wasn't going to do it. So yeah, as I briefly touched on there, I do come from a tech background. I've worked in Microsoft for the last 7 years, primarily in sales and strategy, but I spent the last few years in cloud and AI. So I understand how products are built, but building your own app is a completely different ballgame. You're learning in real time. It's not just about the product, but it's about the users, like the decisions that I'm making, what actually matters. So a lot of it has been figuring things out as I go, testing, refining, making sure that I keep staying really close to the actual problem that we're solving. So yeah, it's been very challenging, but it's also one of the most rewarding things I've done.
We're seeing more and more people at the minute turning to AI and chatbots and things for dating advice. What are your thoughts on that, especially given that your app itself is going to be so rooted in the real people aspect of it?
Yeah, for sure. So I would say, firstly, I get it. Like, I've done it. We all just go to our phone or our laptop to search for answers constantly. But for me, I think it highlights a real gap. People are looking and actively looking for support, and the first place that they go to is the internet. So that's what we're building with Tonic, is something that goes that step further. So combining the instant support that you're going to get from the likes of ChatGPT, but with also real human experience and emotional connection.
How are you going to make sure your app stays supportive, as you describe? Because that's what we really want it to be for people, and so many people will be supportive. But how do you avoid the really negative or overwhelming or potentially harmful content that could drip feed into an app like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. And one we get from potential investors all the time, that how does this not become like a dumping ground for negativity, which it easily could. And my answer to that is always, it's just about balance. So people need a space to be real, but they also need to feel safe and not pulled into a deeper negative space on what they're going through. So we've designed Tonic to support both. So giving people a place to express how they feel, but also gently guiding them towards, or gently guiding them forward with prompts and content that will hopefully help them process things better. And then I guess behind the scenes, we've built an AI moderator bot that will flag any harmful content early. So if that happens, we can step in quickly and keep the space feeling safe and supportive for everyone.
And signposting others to, you know, anyone that maybe not be in the best way or in a vulnerable state for other avenues of support, I can imagine. For people listening right now who might be going through a heartbreak, when can we expect to see Tonic on the market?
Yeah, so firstly, if you are going through it, I'm sorry. I know it's tough, but believe me, you will become stronger for it. Tonic is on track to launch this summer, but we really need everyone's support in signing up to our waitlist. So if you pop over to tonicapp.co, you can sign up. And once we launch, you will get first access to the app. I'm also documenting this entire journey on my TikTok, which is Amy Hallahan 1. So on that, I'll be sharing more insight into the app, what sort of brands we're working with, what to expect, and then also just what it's like to totally course correct your life and change roles and build tech business.
Well, Amy, I'm delighted to have caught up with you today. Thank you for sharing all of that, where people can sign up and where people can follow the journey as well. I wish you the very best of luck on this next journey, hopefully seeing Tonic launch in the next couple of months.
Thank you so much.